You're all right. I want to welcome everybody into God's house this evening. Especially want to say welcome to the visitors that we have. I thank the Lord for you coming especially. And God's blessed us to come this way to worship again, and we thank him for that. As I was reading today, I got these verses on my heart to share tonight. And this is in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Oh, those are beautiful verses. I thank God for them. Let's all stand for just a moment of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for allowing us to be here tonight, and thank you for the good fellowship we've already had getting ready to have church. And so good to see everybody and just get to visit and fellowship and feel the warmth of your people. God, we thank you for letting us be here, and we ask you to help us to worship tonight. Lord, let us just worship you in spirit and in truth, and help us to have a meeting that would touch people's hearts. God, we ask you these things in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we turn service over to Brother Taylor and the choir.
Page 12.
Jesus made the ransom whole.
page 396. It's at the bottom of 396.
Y'all be praying about it and thinking about it. And right now, let's just all stand. Who would have an unspoken request? Okay, if you've got a request on your heart, say so what's on your heart.
Have no
Remember that. Please remember that. Any others? Remember that. Pray for that. Any others? Remember that. Sure remember that. Got a lot to pray for. Any others? Got some funerals I'd like to ask you to pray for. Everybody knows that Brother Ken Hoskins passed, and visitation will be here from 11 till 2 tomorrow, and his funeral service will be at 2 o'clock. And so I really, really would appreciate y'all's prayers for that service. And of course, I'd like to have the choir sing, and there's going to be a meal following that. And so pray for everybody's got a part in that. They've asked me and Brother Brent to officiate the service, so pray for us that we might just do what God have us to do. And so remember that. Chris McKinney's mother passed away. Her name's Patricia McKinney. And I'm looking here trying to find where her funeral's going to be at. The family will receive friends from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock Friday, and then from 12:30 to 1:30 Saturday. And I don't know, I haven't read enough. Oh, it's Bailiff's Funeral Home in Crowdersville. Okay. And I got one more. Steve Spees passed on. Now, that's not the deacon over at Lighthouse. He is a relative. And so Steve Spees and I went to school together, and I went to school with his wife. And Steve, he's passed on. His funeral is also going to be Saturday. It's going to be at 12 o'clock at Lighthouse Baptist Church. And then they're going to have a meal and fellowship afterwards. And they've asked me to preach that funeral. And so I would appreciate everybody's prayers for that. Of course, anybody who wants to go, you're more than welcome. And But whether you go or not, just please pray, pray, pray. Any others? We've got a lot to pray for. We're going to ask Brother Mike to lead us in prayer. I'll share one more thing with you. I didn't mention this earlier. I could have, probably should have, but they've called me from Pleasant View Missionary Baptist Church up near Defiance, where Neil Warman III's the pastor. They want me to preach revival up there starting the 9th of September. That'll be a week from Monday. And so I'd really, I've got a lot of people on my heart up that way, and I'd really appreciate everybody's prayers for that meeting. Now, whoever wants to lead service, come ahead. Anybody? All right, let's pray for Brent. I appreciate that. Thank you, buddy. All important, anything you feel like.
Good to be here. I know I have a little bit of an inclination moment, but I like to help my pastor out also. So it's good to be here. Good to just know I'm born a free pardon of sin. And if you're not, you don't know what that means or not familiar with salvation, we pray that you would realize and see what the Lord has to offer for all of us. And what a wonderful gift that God has given us. And that we could be free from all these laws that he has given. Not that we should not obey him, but that's no longer applied to our in our soul. And he has pardoned us freely, that we don't have to fear. That's why, you know, we don't fear, you know, if I make a mistake tomorrow, I'm not afraid that I'm going to die and go to hell. He has totally made me free. And he saved my soul. He keeps it. He sealed me up. And we have a wonderful God. And that's why it's so easy for us to say, this is a great thing. This is the best thing. This is what you need in your life. We all, you know, that's why I love the Lord so much, because I can confidently say, you need the Lord, and that you need to have the Lord in your life, and he'll be the best thing that you can have, and that he'll make you happy inside. If you don't have the Lord in your life, you don't know the true happiness that you can have. And so it's definitely good to be here. We'll ask this time if somebody has a song or something on your heart you feel like sharing with the church. Let's pray for him.
Pray for us. We practiced this song recently, and we've sung it at a few churches every once in a while, but it's a beautiful song. It's called Crumbs from the Table. It's so humbling, and so God put it on my heart, and I'll just do my best to follow him. So
Lord, bless your children who walk in perfection, who manage to master your will and give them their share of sweet milk and wine. So satisfy others.
Appreciate that good song. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord and good to feel the Lord's presence, just the peace that we have. And you know, like that song, you know, I like to be on the mountain, but I just like to feel a little bit of home every once in a while. You know, and I'm glad it's just not at the church house. I'm glad that occasionally I'm going down the road and thinking about the Lord, and then he'll bubble up inside, and you know, you think, thank you, Lord. And you think if somebody's looking at me, they probably think I'm crazy. You know, you'd be crying or something down, going, you know, just thanking the Lord for how good he is to us. But that's all right. I'd rather somebody see something, you know, in our lives that maybe they'll wonder why we act the way we do or say the things we do or just being a godly person the best we can. Well, that's at this time. Somebody else has a song or something on your heart. Anything at all. If not, I'll go ahead and turn it back over to Pastor. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say anything yet. So.
I appreciate that good song. I appreciate the Brent leading service. That helped me out. I appreciate that. Now, let me ask, anybody else got a song or testimony? Follow the Lord if you do. All right. If nobody's got a song or testimony, we'll look to these preachers, and we appreciate them. And any one of them is welcome. Any one of you is welcome. We just, what a blessing that is to be able to call on a group of preachers like that. There's not many pastors has that kind of opportunity. And many churches have that kind of blessing, and I thank God for it. So, whichever one of you feel like it, just come ahead. I'm honest, every one of you is just as welcome as the other. Who feels like preaching, come on. Anybody? I don't feel a bit like preaching. I'm certainly willing to, but like God hasn't nudge me that way at all. So, let's pray for it. I appreciate that. Bless you, brother. Appreciate you, preacher. Church, just really pray for Levi. And everybody listen. And obey the Lord.
We say it's good to be back at the Lord's house this evening. We can already thank him for what a service we've already had. Thank him for letting us get out of the world one more time. And gathering together to praise his holy name one more time. I'm thankful for this house, Terry. I'm thankful for how good she's been to me. And we thankful for the little thoughts the Lord gives us. And I've been just reading a little bit in Nehemiah, and I don't know if I'll stay there, but I just want to tell you a little bit about Nehemiah. Nehemiah had him a couple jobs that the Lord gave him to do, and the one he's known for, Terry, is building that wall. But the one the Lord's put on my heart is right here in the last verse of the first chapter. It says, "For I was the king's cupbearer." Yeah. And the Lord's laid that on my heart, Brent, and I got to looking at what a cupbearer was. And the cupbearer's job, he was the one to go get the wine for the king. Yeah. And he'd bring it to him. And the most important part of that job, but this is just me, how I think, is he had to try the wine before he gave it to the king. And make sure it wasn't poison, or make sure there wasn't nothing in there to hurt the king. And well, y'all just pray, but the Lord, he brought me over into Matthew in the 26th chapter. And like I say, I got to thinking about that cupbearer. And Lord, give me a little thought, Terry. Jesus is my cupbearer. And y'all just pray, but if I could just get it out the way the Lord give it to me, why, I desire your prayers tonight, Andrew. So in this 26th chapter, it says, I just want to read the 42nd verse. This is when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And the way the Lord give it to me is the cup I was supposed to drink, Andrew, why, he tried it for me. He tried it just for me, Terry. He took that cup of sin that I was supposed to drink. I was just an old sinner boy, but he drunk that cup just for me. And you know what he brought to me, Terry? Why, he didn't bring me that cup of sin that I had committed on myself. That was my cup. I'd poured it in there, Andrew. But I want you to know, Terry Brock, he brought me that cup of salvation. He brought it to me one morning. I want you to know, I read a verse earlier in Psalms that said, my cup runneth over. That's what he done for me. He filled me up in this life, Andrew. He gave me that cup of salvation. He took that his cup of sin away from me. I ain't got to worry about it no more. And I'm glad he's still doing that today, Brother Terry. Why, I want you to know he's took that sin. And he put it upon himself. I put the weight of the whole world on his shoulders that evening. And I want you to know why he's giving you the opportunity to be saved. He's giving you that opportunity. And I'm thankful that he's still giving it. Thankful that he took that sin upon himself. Carried it all the way up Golgotha's hill. And when he got up that third and appointed morning, he gave us a way of life. And I'm thankful for that, Brother Terry. That's about all I got, but I'm so thankful to be here. And thankful for what my Jesus did for me. And the good part of it is, Terry, he's still providing a way today. It's all about him. So I'm thankful to be here and thankful to be saved. We'll turn it back over to our pastor.
Well, I thank the Lord for that. Come get you a song. That's powerful Holy Ghost preaching. And I praise God. Well, I could feel that. He drunk that cup for me too. And he did it for you. Let's all stand. And you can have that cup of salvation that Levi's preaching about because of the cup that Jesus drank. Praise the Lord. If you're here today and you're not saved, you can get saved. The devil is not big enough to keep you from getting saved. Because Jesus already made the way. And he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come and try it. Come and see. Come drink the cup of life with Jesus. Sing when you're ready. Somebody needs to come. That's Holy Ghost preaching. That's real. Somebody needs to come to altar. Come on. Mind the Lord. Don't be ashamed to come. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. He wasn't ashamed of me and you. Walked up Golgotha's hill for us. Went to Calvary for us. Loved us enough to die for us, suffer and die, and raise from the dead, and he's alive. Well, I appreciate that message. Somebody needs to come tonight. And listen, even if you're already saved, if God's wanting you to come to the altar, come on. There's a spot here for you too. I've been to the altar sometimes since I got saved. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to. Wasn't living like I was supposed to. Wasn't obeying God like I was supposed to. And I needed to come. And I come and I prayed and God forgive me. And I got my joy back. I got power back. Would you come? Come on. Boy, I can feel it powerful. Somebody needs to do something. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. please come. Come on. Amen. Great song. Got a thought on my heart I want to express, and then I'm going to ask them to sing again. It's amazing to me, after all that God's done for us, and His Son has done for us, and how He suffered and how He died, suffered more than we could imagine. It's amazing to me how that we, and I said we because I'm putting myself in that story because I fit there. It's amazing to me how we sometimes reject what God's wanting us to do and we tell Him no. I've done that. I'm ashamed that I've done that. Maybe you're doing that right now tonight. Well, you know worse off than me. Because I've done that too. But the key to it is to stop telling God no. Say yes, Lord. And don't just say it, but put it into action. We're not here to judge you, not here to pick on you. The devil told me, and I was a very shy young man, he told me, if you go to the altar, he said, when you get up, you won't know what to say. People, they'll laugh at you. Nobody laughed at me. Everybody was happy for me. Everybody loved me. It amazed me when I actually got saved on a Saturday night. We was having church, and I told it Sunday morning. It amazed me how the church, they cried with joy, and they came around and they hugged me, and they thanked me for telling my experience, and they said, we thank the Lord, for we've been praying for you. And oh, it made me feel so special. If you're here tonight, and you're lost, or you're out of fellowship with God, or there's something God's wanting you to do, and you're just kind of holding back, saying, I can't do that. Yes, you can. We can do everything God wants us to do, not because we're so good, but because God's so good. Now, I want to sing again, whatever your need is, if you need to come to the altar and pray, do that. If you just need to come and tell us something, do that. Obey the Lord. Come on. Obey the Lord. Amen. Come on, right now. Please come. Please come. I'm going to walk down here. Please obey the Lord. It's just a few steps from you to here. And it can make such a change in your life. It can make such a difference in your life. It can make such a difference in your joy and your happiness. Please obey the Lord. If God's wanting you to come, please obey Him tonight. Please come. God loves you and He cares about you. And He's calling somebody. Please come. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. I don't know how to get saved, preacher. Well, I didn't know how either. I don't know how to pray, preacher. I didn't know how either. But when I made an effort, God took care of the rest of it. God will take care of you if you'll make an effort. Will you just make an effort tonight? Amen. That's good. Thank you. Good songs, and good preaching, good spirit. Thank the Lord for letting us be here and worship Him tonight. This has been a good time to be in the house of God. Somebody have something on your heart before we come to close. Obey the Lord. Please. Anything that God wants you to do, please do it. If everybody's done, it's time to come to a close. Look like everybody's already standing up. Lee, would you pray a dismissal prayer? Things. I guess I got one. Linda got one. That means I've got two. When service is over, I'd like to see all the preachers up here in the front. Got something I want to share with you. But you go ahead.
I just wanted to share that out on the table out there where they usually take up the offering, I put some thank you cards out there that are from the school in Tennessee, from Christa School. And they are so sweet. Just one of them said, I'm a Missionary Baptist Church, you're the best. And they were so thankful for the things that we purchased for them. And one of the things that we got their classrooms were light covers that cover the fluorescent lighting. And it almost looks like they're outside. And that seems to be the main theme on that. They're just so thrilled with those light covers. So I want to thank everybody for your kindness, your generosity for those kids. We never know what that might mean to them. And just something that we do from our heart, it never goes unnoticed. So.
Amen. All right. Anything else? If not, I want to, like I said, I want to meet with the preacher just be for a minute or two. And in spite of that, you have liberty to go.